is no place to escape to.
This is the last
podcast
on the left.
Side stories?
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
And we'll go our separate ways. Jody Sweetin's got big teeth.
Whoa. I was expecting.
I was expecting
the rest of the word to be different.
Because I'm classy.
Yeah.
Wow.
I look at this, and the first thing I noticed.
Honestly, it's kind of rude.
First thing I noticed is that she has very large, fake teeth.
Are you sure they're fake? Veneers always are. She's got the chompers on them.
She's got big teeth. I know it's partially because I know that she went through a little bit of a drug issue.
Mm-hmm. So you got to clean them up.
She had an addiction thing, so they have to go. It's kind of like when they, there's some dentists that always got to huckfin the mouth.
Yeah.
You got to paint it all white. Got to
put it back on
up.
Their coveralls.
New rafters.
I have it on good authority that she's a wonderful person.
I've heard the same.
Yes.
I just said nothing.
You made fun of her teeth.
I said no. You put the qualifier of made fun. I just said.
Oh, so you like big teeth on a person.
I do.
On a horse?
No. She said that. That's Jackie Zabrowski.
Here's the thing.
She said that. Yeah, we might sound similar, but she said that. I think that Jody Sweetin's very beautiful. I think that
it's actually extremely.
She's gorgeous.
I think it's extremely feminist of me. That the first thing I noticed were her big honking swinging teeth.
I'm always thinking about that.
She had big teeth as a kid. I don't know if they're fake.
No, those are, yes, of course they are fake. Those are fake teeth. Those are child's teeth. That's a children's mouth.
Yeah, that's pre-braces right there.
Yeah, no, they don't look great.
She's got big.
As a child, now they look great.
Awesome, supple, beautiful.
She's got a pair of nice teeth.
Also, Jody
Sweetin. Huge pair of great
teeth. She also always stands up to Candace Cameron Bure.
Yes,
they're still friends.
That's what's so cool about it.
I love it.
Well, we're already in page seven territory, aren't we?
No, I started it. I like it. That's a good way to go in.
I'm setting the tempo. Hi, welcome to Side Stories. You hear a little. You hear a little noise. I go,
I'm just got veins. I got bad veins.
Why are you bringing up my bad veins now?
It's your fucking asshole
it's
brother.
It's a condition.
I got bad veins.
They had to be stripped from my legs.
Yeah. Hey, sound like those veins? They got fired.
You'd be horrible.
You're fired.
At heroin.
Man, I would be. Actually, technically, I'd be very good at heroin because I could
veins.
Yeah, they're already popping. I don't even need to, like, squeeze them up.
I meant it's like a superhero.
Yeah. Very bad heroin.
Yeah.
She's not brave.
No one is looking to me for help.
But I'm here. My name is Henry Zabrowski. I'm sitting here with my sister, Jackie Zabrowski, who's our special guest. I should have done you first, Eddie.
I don't give a fuck. Jackie, ladies first. She's wonderful.
Thank you.
I'm happy to see you here, Jackie.
Thank you. It's nice to be here, guys.
Thank you for joining. Be seen here.
I'm sad, but also happy that there's no pudding involved in this, but it is weird to be sitting next to you.
I think Good Put's
no
the funniest show on the network, by the way.
Wow.
Personal opinion.
He's on
Side
Stories
show.
And Last Podcast on the
And Brighter Side. Don't forget about my other show. And Hoopa Goo Goo Game. Good Put's the funniest show. I sit there and
thanks.
I cackle, I laugh.
You don't get anything extra.
I'm being nice. Jesus Christ, Henry.
Try it once in your life. I'm sitting here with the weakened Ed Larson showing the weakest emotion, which is being nice.
Is that true?
I don't know.
I'll fucking kick your ass.
That's how I
do
like it.
Do it, Eddie. Do it. I'll be right behind you.
I like this energy.
This
is what I'm talking about.
Beat him up, Eddie.
See, that's all I do. I'm like a conductor. As the head of this show.
You broke me.
I play you both like instruments. Ah, yes. You are the piccolo. And Eddie's my big trombone.
We know instruments.
Now, guys, today, the reason why I had Jackie here, and it's not just because it feels like I have to.
And because I'm the more beautiful one, but you have, again, the bigger tits.
We're trying to bring women onto Side Stories, and this is the bridge.
The only one
best
we know.
You could get, yeah.
This is the bridge to women.
Yeah.
Now, this is to show you were safe.
Pretty sure the wives wouldn't do it.
Well, it's just they. How long? How much more of the show do they need to receive? But today, the reason why we have Jackie here is because we wanted to talk. Because I got a couple of requests. Because you know it's our summer break.
Mm-hmm.
We got a couple of requests of a straight up movie review episode.
Okay.
Because like Eddie and I, we watch a lot of movies, and I only know one other person that watches as many films
more
as me. Yes. Is Jackie Zabrowski.
Yeah.
With her Who's Bond, Jeff Adams.
Yes.
AMC Stubbs represent.
We're all Stubbs family.
Stubbs represent.
Yeah, we're all Stubbs family.
So stubby.
But I do think that each one of us, I do find it interesting that each one of our wives refuses to join Stubbs.
Julie's on Stubbs. Your wife is the only one we have to buy tickets for.
She holds out. And I don't know why she won't join.
Hold out. It's why she's never invited
to the movies.
I have to
use all my $5 points whenever she comes to the movies.
That's what I do as well. It's eating me out of points. Home.
Oh, it's eating you out of points, huh? Sounds pretty great.
Hell yeah.
You're disgusting.
No, I'm sorry. No sexual great. On this. I'm not sexual.
Today
you
we
can
are
be sexual.
I think
well,
that,
okay.
No, please don't.
Oh, let me slide right in.
I'm like 25% of the show, so a quarter of the time you could be sexual.
All okay. Right. Well, that's very interesting.
Okay. I know percentages.
So we want to talk about movies. Because we love movies.
Mm-hmm.
We're interested in I feel that we hold the torch. For many people that are into horror films, especially independent horror films, it seems like this is the perfect time for it. And the summertime is my favorite time to watch horror movies, even more so
yes.
than the Halloween season.
Yes, Summerween, yeah. baby.
I love it in during this, because you know what?
Because they slide right in there under the radar all the time.
All mm-hmm. the time. And they a lot of times they are summer movie fare, which I do love. I also think on Halloween, it's one of those where I think that we're on the clock. On Halloween.
You've got to get them in.
We're spooky people.
Yes.
I've never done 30.
Well, 31 for 31, we're doing this year.
Oh, we
I've
do
never
it.
Even done 30.
Oh, man. We do the 31 for 31 every year, and mm-hmm. it's just such a race to the end.
Can we put the Saw franchise in? Because I've never seen any of them.
Love, you should. You should, because they're funny. They range in quality from shit to not so shit.
Highly recommend every year adding in a franchise.
We always
into your
do.
31 for 31. It really, yeah. it's changed the game.
We always choose one franchise and we watch it from nuts to ass.
Mm-hmm. Although Leprechaun was a choice.
Well, Leprechaun I'm more excited for than Saw. Saw looks so bad to me.
You know what you'd
yeah,
like
it's
about
fun,
Saw?
Bad.
I feel like the first one is a very genuine torture film, torture yes. porn film.
Always.
And he's great in it.
Yes.
It's a great movie. But the lore that gets built, I feel like, honestly...
And Morgan Freeman's in it, too, right?
No, that's... you're thinking of the Bone Collector.
Wow.
That's, I believe you're
no,
thinking
Denzel's
of...
Denzel's in the Bone Collector.
Oh, God. Uh-oh. George, who is he in? No, Morgan Freeman doesn't do that many horror films. Yeah, he did Dreamcatcher. He did the Ritual Killer. Yeah, he's not in any
last year?
Yeah, he's not in any of these films.
Killer.
Kiss the Girls.
Kiss the Girls, again, ancient film.
And also, yeah. that's not a horror movie.
No, it's
thriller.
It's a thriller. This
also,
is the one thing you have to
very
understand.
Very big difference between thrillers and horror.
Distinctly a massive difference
but
between
sometimes
thriller
they're,
and horror.
They're cousins or buddies.
Oh, yeah,
yes,
for sure.
It could be a horror
bed.
And a thriller.
Long Legs.
Yes.
I... don't know, was Long Legs a horror film?
It is a thriller.
It's supernatural.
I think it's more of a thriller.
Yeah. Well, now we know that it's supernatural. I'm just going to say this straight up. There's going to be...
a couple of little spoilers.
There's going to be little spoilers. People already
nothing
got mad
crazy.
Slightly with our Long Legs coverage because I forgot to put on my Long Legs!
Cuckoo!
Cuckoo!
Wait, are you talking
you
about...
put your arms over
are
your
are you
head.
Talking about the movie with Hunter Schafer Cuckoo?
Cuckoo! Cuckoo.
I think it's
that,
a different
that
cuckoo.
Movie is also coming out
I'm,
this year.
I'm excited for that.
Cuckoo!
Cuckoo. No, cuckoo. We're talking about...
Is that what you're doing?
That's Long Legs.
Cuckoo.
You've seen Long Legs.
I've seen Long Legs.
You don't remember the scene when he does the cuckoo hand motion?
No, I was remembering another scene, but I'm trying not to spoil it.
You pee-pee?
Yeah, I'm pee-peed in my body bags.
But the reason why you'd like Saw is that I think you'd like it, the lore that gets built out. Mm-hmm. Saw 2, in my opinion, is the weakest of the entire franchise.
Goodbye.
Because it's the worst of them. And then it's like, you'd say...
the movie 7.
That's
7
what
is what...
of.
Yes.
That's what you were thinking
of.
Yes,
were
Morgan Freeman.
Seven.
I mean, 7, I know 7. I wasn't thinking of 7.
I think he was thinking of Kiss the Girls for some reason.
Because honestly, I feel like those movies in that time period stand out in our brains because of going to Blockbuster and going to Hollywood Video. Like, I feel like I remember the VHSs. I bring up The Dentist 2
it was Danny
all
Glover
the time.
And Saw.
Yes.
And Saw. Does that make me a bad man?
No.
No.
I think it's okay. They're
it's
all
allowed.
Old.
There's a lot of them.
They're just old.
Yeah. It was Danny Glover, not Morgan Freeman.
Hey,
and Saw.
I'm glad we cleared it up. All right, thank but you should try it. But let's you what you were saying is true.
Who directed Saw 2? Was it James 2?
Cameron Boogaloo?
It had to be, right? Because the first Saw was directed by who?
James 1.
Yeah. And the second one.
<82.com>. See, that provides a good transition.
Is that what happens here? Is
yes.
It, this kind of humor?
Sometimes.
All right,
sometimes.
I like
sometimes
it.
Sometimes we allow it. Sometimes it stands. Sometimes it's stricken from the record.
25% sexuality.
Yes.
I get it.
I don't listen, so I don't know what jokes are cut.
Hey, hey, that's how you keep yourself safe.
Yes.
But what I wanted to do today was because there's a lot of new films out there. We talked about some old films, but like my favorite time period to watch horror movies is when everybody else is not watching them. I do think it is interesting when we went to go see
in
Long
the morning?
Legs. Yes, but I'm talking the summertime versus Halloween. Like
oh, okay.
I like doing it the rest of the year. When we went to Long Legs, we were the only ones laughing.
Oh yeah, it was very funny. And I will say though, for
why
me,
do people laugh more at horror films?
Oh, I laugh as I'm excited.
Me too.
Yes.
Like more than it's not even I find it funny. I laugh because it's like wild.
Especially good kills. Like there are certain kills that I got to celebrate while watching it in the theater. It's one of my favorite parts about going to the movie theater. Not a horror film, but I did just go see Deadpool and Wolverine.
I saw
and
it too.
While I don't care, it's fun to see it in a big theater filled with people because everyone's woohooing.
Yeah.
Not like The Sims.
Great movies kills. Are meant for the goddamn theater. And I mean it. They're meant for the theater. You're not supposed to be watching them on your phone. If you're watching them on your phone, what are we doing here? All right? I get angry. Me and David Lynch. All right? I will fight back to back. Robin style. I will be the gay Robin.
Reality television is meant for your phone.
Yes. And YouTube videos. And, so, and us.
Yes.
We're
for sure.
meant for your phone. Not a big time film. It makes me crazy when you see watch somebody watch an old film. There's so much work. I feel like that's also the binge model in general that has sort of fucked with the artist's and audience's relationship, which is just this concept of media is meant to be consumed as fast and as large of a pile as possible. And that makes you sort of forget the how many hundreds and thousands of hours of expertise go into making these things. Mm-hmm. And so eventually you're just like, more stuff. More stuff.
Well, that's why I think 80s and 90s horror movies, yes, they were great, but I think they're more romanticized because we rewatched them 100 times.
Well, also think about how at the time period, Jurassic Park was viewed as like summer schlock. Now we know that that movie is a classic of American cinema. But
I don't know. It was pretty huge when it came out.
It was, but it was viewed as like there were Oscar movies and there were blockbusters.
It was nominated for Oscars.
But you know what I'm trying to say? Like, do you know what I'm saying?
I think Jurassic Park 2, but I think you can't talk bad about Jurassic Park 1
I'm
like
not,
that.
Eddie,
people
I'm not,
knew that how good it was.
I knew he's immediately
he's
got
very
emotional.
Upset. I'm so scared
Jurassic
of him.
Jurassic Park 1 is a very good movie.
It's
never
a very
knew
good
it.
Movie,
I'm
but it's
not shitting
Oscar.
On
it.
It
wasn't,
I'm not shitting.
I think
at
it
the
Oscar.
Time, it wasn't.
But
I'm
it
just,
wasn't branded as one.
I'm just saying the concept of there used to be, those were considered to be dumb shit genre films. Like even the, yes, those were a big deal, but they were not considered the big important fancy ass movies that were on Oscar caliber and the dramas and the tiny like little drawing rooms. You remember with the piano used to like win all the Oscars, that shitty Holly Hunter movie where she's deaf or whatever. She's something.
Well, do you know
sad.
That Jurassic Park came out the same year as Schindler's List?
I know.
So he ran the gamut that
rough
year.
Yeah. Well,
but great for him.
Yeah.
But Schindler's List was a beautiful piece of this crazy piece of telling art. Probably going to go down as Spielberg's best movie.
I don't know. Jurassic Park's pretty great.
Well,
what about that movie?
Schindler's
about
List is in his top five.
I think Schindler's List. I think Jaws is better than Jurassic Park.
I think Jaws is better. Is his best movie. I think Jaws is the greatest summer horror movie that ever was.
I could put it there. I'd also put Jaws somewhere in the thriller category.
Thriller. It's an animal kill movie. Those are
thriller.
Horror movies.
But I view it as a, I view that more as a thriller.
I think it's more of a thriller.
What about, like, Grizzly? Do you consider that a thriller or a horror movie?
Thriller.
Really?
Thriller. Yeah. Horror-based thriller.
Thriller,
yes.
What?
See, to me, a true horror film is
fuck
something
you.
Like...
Fuck you!
It's He's very upset today.
Hold on. No, but this is crazy talk. What about Crawl? You think Crawl's not a horror movie?
It's definitely a thriller.
But that's for me. I view it as that.
It's just our opinion.
In terms of animal-based movies, I think, well, it's a monster film.
Why so angry?
So upset. And it's like, we're not angry.
If you go to Blockbuster Video, you go to the, where is Jaws going to be? What section is it going to be in?
I put it in the classic films category, action-adventure.
It's not going to be there, though. You're going to have to keep walking around and look for it because it's in the horror section.
I just don't understand why he's getting so...
See, I view a traditional capital H horror film, something that it's certain elements. First example, In a Violent Nature
horror film.
Just finished it. Fucking awesome.
It's great.
There's sequel coming.
Hey, but yes. I do think that what they're, yeah, we saw that announcement at SDCC, but I think that what's interesting is it's this new thing that we're seeing in horror recently, which is the artified version of what you could call hacky genres within horror.
And this could have been just a run-of-the-mill slasher film.
Because slasher films...
Well, is this a horror movie or an anti-fireman movie?
This is a horror film.
Sometimes they are one and the same.
I believe a horror film has a fantastical edge to it that is not in reality based. Like, there's something about it that bumps it up to past drama, past thriller. I think a serial killer film largely would be considered a thriller. Long Legs teeters on the thriller horror because of the supernatural element.
And Zodiac, you think, is like a thriller.
That's a thriller. But also, I dare say, I feel that a horror is more based on the idea of, like, it's about the kills rather than about the story.
Okay. And think about that in that way. Because, like, Hereditary is at its core. I think Hereditary will be labeled that one of the biggest, probably the best horror films of the 2000s.
God, it's probably the best one I've seen in the last 10 years.
So
it edges up my top 10 films of all time, all the time. I watch Hereditary for fun.
Yep.
Yeah.
I love that movie. But there is something about that movie, at the very base of it, is it's a horror because of the supernatural elements, but what elevates it is the fact that it's also a platinum tier drama. So you have the both. Like, you have this, it's like what The Exorcist
Well, that's a type
nails.
Of horror movie.
Yes. Right.
Is drama.
Right. Or the art, like, because then this is probably edging into the art horror, where, like, In a Violent Nature takes the slasher tropes and plays it out in a very slow build. But what I loved about In a Violent Nature is that much like Behind the Mask, which is a great mockumentary / horror movie that needs to come out, which is about basically Behind the Mask is awesome. It's a mockumentary about a Jason Voorhees type killer and his it's like talking with this killer
to find out how he prepares as a killer.
Yes. He's funny. He's like funny in it. It's closer to Man Bites Dog.
It's
funny. No. He's like a normal guy.
Oh, okay.
That does this thing. But this story, like In a Violent Nature, I love that it's from the killer's perspective. Because you never see it from the killer's perspective.
I think he's in almost every shot of the film.
Yes. And I love that it's a stunt man's movie.
Yes.
It's the Kane Hodder, right? Like, Kane Hodder, what's like, when they developed Jason Voorhees, when they developed Michael Myers, they wanted it to have dread without a lot of lines because they just had stuntmen doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But they learned how to do it with their bodies. It's like this, like, it's a character creature acting thing that is such a niche world of fantastic performers that you never see. Like, what's his name from Pan's Labyrinth? Super skinny.
I don't know.
Oh, yes.
The guy skinny guy. Eyeball hands?
Yeah. He's eyeball hands. He's also the fish man.
He's great.
Who's that guy? Skinny guy.
I don't know his name. I never learned it. Can I be honest? I don't know.
He's packing.
Of course.
He's super skinny.
All those tall, skinny guys are packing.
Doug Jones.
Also from Hocus Pocus.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Doug Jones does look like a long-dicked dude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know,
long
he's packing.
And thin.
But you have to get rid of the, like, you know, you'd have to get through the kissing of the corpse face, which I do feel that most of his fans would be definitely into.
Oh, no.
He has a problem getting laid.
No.
There are many haunted girls that have sex with that man.
Yeah, dude.
Women.
Also, I mean, he, as a fish, he was fucking.
He was, but that I still think
Gills. I'm a monster fucker.
Shape of Water?
I just don't want to bang Shape of Water. I just don't want to bang the fish man.
I'm going to be honest. I fell asleep.
You fell asleep. You got to wake up.
Shape of Water.
Will you watch it again?
I fell asleep.
Michael Shannon's incredible.
I know. He is great villain in that movie, but I did unfortunately fall asleep.
Fly from your grave.
I'm looking at now Chris Nash, who made In a Violent Nature. This like this is a new young like this guy. He was an actor turned director.
Okay.
And what I so but how do we feel about this? Have you guys seen Ghost Story with Mara Rooney?
I refuse to watch it.
Insanely enough, we were just talking about not that long ago watching it. I've never seen it.
So my issue.
Where's the sheet?
I was worried it was too sad, and I wanted it to be scary, and I didn't want it to be sad.
When I went to go see it with Natalie, Natalie and I are. Both, I'm both generous and deeply fucking Rooney Mara. I'm deeply, too. I make my decisions sharp and I'm like a knife. I cut him off, right? If I don't like something, I shut it off or I walk out, right? If I don't like something, all right? A lot of times I don't give it a shot.
Yeah, you don't let it breathe.
Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I go, no,
yeah,
right? And we went to go see a ghost story in the theater and we both hated it so much. We left so quickly. We left. It was like I remember the moment we left.
You walked out
before
it was over?
Yes. This is the spoiler.
Not for the end, of course.
No. The spoiler is the reason why we left was the 10-minute long she eats the pie scene. And we were like, this.
Was it sexy?
No. We all have to sit and watch this shit and act like, oh, whoa, what a shame. It's just like she had to do this shameful thing. It's because Rooney Mara hasn't had more than a quinoa salad in her stomach for fucking 10, 15 years.
Why are you taking this away from her?
We all have to watch her eat this pie. We're like, oh, she's grieving. She's being like, I do that on a fucking Thursday.
You eat a whole pie on a Thursday?
I can. I'm proud of you. Fucking Thursday.
I'm proud of you.
Oh, she's. I guess that's what it was. It's about the grief of some watching from a ghost perspective, watching someone grieve.
You but don't like thing, sad movies, though.
But I'm getting.
I love sad movies.
I'm getting more movies. Into we sad did. Movies. But my thing is, you got a ghost there, dude. Play some tricks. If there's a ghost in a film with the sheet on,
you wanted him to Beetlejuice it up.
He does.
Sort of. But I like in a movie. Romantic way. Yes, people love the movie.
I love it. A lot of people do like it.
People love that movie. But I think it's because, and I'm not saying this wrong. I'm not saying this to challenge you,
Henry's
Rob.
I'm scared to be sad.
I am scared to be sad, but I think that sometimes people are fooled by an artistic interpretation of a story. I think something like Skinamarink.
I mean, I'd rather puke on my own shit than watch Skinamarink at dinner.
We have friends that made it, and I'm sorry. I love that you made a film.
I don't know them personally.
And here's the thing, and I like Skrunk. I liked it. I like Skinamarink. Fucking come at me, bros.
Skinamarink,
I know why you hate it,
Skinamarink
but I
liked it. Skinamarink was the movie equivalent.
My dreams last night were more entertaining.
It was the movie equivalent of putting four dice in a paper bag and just
they
rolling it around.
They were trying something, and I think that
it's the movie
I didn't even think they were trying anything.
There was nothing to try.
I think both of you just gave up. I think you decided you didn't like the
movie. I've watched it 3 times.
Then why did you watch it 3 times?
Because I needed to prove to myself it was bad.
I liked
because
it.
Everybody was like, it's brilliant. You don't get it.
It's out of focus.
I tried to watch it 3 times. And guess what? I also did it the 3rd time. I did it the way I was quote unquote supposed to do it. I did this exactly.
With the subtitles on?
In a hotel room with this is what they told us to do for Skinamarink. Put it on a laptop, put a cover over you and the laptop, and watch it in total darkness like a child.
Who told you this?
I read about
who
this on the fucking internet.
Is that the only way a movie is good? No. It's not a good movie.
Eddie, exactly. You don't need to yell at me. Yes.
I'm just mad. People talk about Skinamarink, I yell.
You get so mad.
He's all full
really
of it.
Really trash.
Getting scrunk.
Also,
they did the dedicated to before the movie even started.
It's because they had to get it out because they knew people would leave.
Yes.
But then, did you guys see Immaculate?
But I did like it.
Did you see Immaculate?
No, I didn't. I want to see it.
Okay, so this is another Booby Booby.
So, big verdict. Summer number one, In a Violent Nature is the good version of a ghost story, according to here, last podcast on the left.
The good version of a ghost story?
That's what we're saying.
It's Friday the 13th.
It's good art horror.
Good art horror.
No slasher in Ghost Story.
But it's a horror film because there's a ghost in it.
Ghost Story isn't a horror movie.
It's a ghost story.
It's a love story.
But it's a ghost story.
I like that Henry's pointing at me as if I'm on board with this, but I've not seen Ghost Story.
How do you feel about
I'm
What Lies
this.
Beneath? Is that a horror movie or is it a thriller?
Thriller. Definitely a thriller.
Yeah,
there's
that's
a ghost
thriller.
In it. So fuck yourself.
I would say it's a thriller cusp horror. Or ghost story.
It is definitely a ghost. I think that ghost stories can be in the middle in between of thrillers and horrors.
Is Ghostbusters a horror movie?
It's a comedy.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a horror comedy. Yeah. It's a comedy with horror elements.
I guess so.
But the reason why the original Ghostbusters works so well is because it's told straight. The whole point is that
it's better than them gay Ghostbusters, because I watch that at night.
I honestly wish they were sucking and fucking.
God, I'd love it.
But yeah. At least they do the work, because Dan Aykroyd knows all of the actual paranormal concepts and wrote it from the perspective of, it's more of a play on blue-collar workers. Like, if you re-watch Ghostbusters and understand, it's making fun of this concept of blue-collar workers in an intellectual space,
yeah,
trying to nail this and then handling something that's way beyond them, you know, which I love. I love that movie. That's why I like that movie. For summer 2024 films,
is though it's more, it's like a Jason or a Michael Myers.
Yes,
it's an arty version of it. It's a new.
I guess
retelling.
So. The dialogue was still stupid.
Yes,
but that they was did the it point on, of it.
It's a yeah. play up of it.
Yeah, there's plenty of people smoking weed. There's no boobies though.
No, which also again, it was like, what a waste.
But the kills were
doing
were
a slasher.
Delightful.
That's the thing. So In a Violent Nature, great kills. Where's the tits?
I think that we've grown past tits in horror movies.
Fine,
that's not true. That's not true. There are boobies other places.
Again, immaculate.
I can't
I'm bringing
remember
up immaculate.
Oh,
again.
Immaculate had boobies?
Well, it doesn't
no,
show.
No, well, it's got Sydney
yeah,
Sweeney.
Sydney
I just
Sweeney.
All I see is her boobies.
She's that's, chesty, but she doesn't show them.
No, she doesn't show them. But honestly, real sexy because she's still like a wet nun
she's
in
a
lot
wet
of scenes.
Nun.
God,
so
see, that's
seeing,
awesome.
That's when babo. You see them like the big old nasties wet underneath her
and
nuns.
Yeah. I am not saying anything about this movie other than the fact that it's the only film we'll talk about today in which the ending moments make
made
up for
the
rest of
the
film.
Movie. Yes. It makes
really?
The entire movie.
See, that's my problem with horror movies in general, including Long Legs,
is
the endings yes. are I usually
went,
horrible.
I went to go see it again after watching the first time because the entire time I was like, oh, I thought this was going to be good and I don't really
well,
like it as
she's
much.
She's one of those.
Because she's real easy to look at.
Right. Oh, she's very, but she's got nothing
going on. No,
really?
She's got,
I don't know much about her. I just know that she's incredibly popular and has big boobs.
All I know is
I mean,
that
that's what you need to know.
In terms of like the idea of sexuality driving performances, I went to go see, what was that, Kristen Stewart? I saw that movie, The Love Lies Bleeding.
Was that
yeah,
good?
Yeah.
It looks awesome.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
So that's the thing, right? I watched that movie and I was like, this movie is liquid evil sex.
Woo!
I love everything
but
about
it's a crime
this movie.
Thriller.
Yes.
Yeah, but it made me start working out. Like, watching that movie got me so turned on that I was
really?
Like, should we all be working out?
But there was something about it where it was like, see, this is sexy. So why is this sexy? But then you have big boobied, wet ass nun Sydney Sweeney talking like a parrot to a bunch of people. And I was like, this is not sensual. I do not find this sensual. She's supposed to be playing this.
She's a nun.
Yeah, she's a nun.
No, yeah, I thought it was sexual.
I always think it's funny too when they have ladies like that play nuns.
I know. It's like, shouldn't. They even say it right up top. There he goes. You're too pretty to be a nun.
Because they have to.
Yeah,
they have to say
it. Way too hot to be a nun.
Yeah, and then she's talking
someone's
to
someone's going
to
try and fuck you.
And she's talking to some other homely, quote unquote, the homely nun that's another supermodel.
Just so hot.
Like
hot
all
hot
these
nuns.
Women have shaved legs, shaved armpits, shaved, you know, like definitely not walking around with a Tom Selleck mustache, definitely not covered in muck from pulling water out of a bullshit ravine. You know what I mean? Like that's all nuns are. They're big, musty, gross, like mop women.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Meanwhile, it's like it's all just played by models. That's what always takes me out. And that's kind of what I like. That's what I admire about Russell Crowe and his last two Exorcist films.
Are they related to each other or are they separate?
They are not only not related. The Pope's Exorcist and The Exorcist can both be...
Exorcism.
The Exorcism can both be entirely skipped. One is him playing...
Also, the Last Exorcist movie could be entirely skipped.
Entirely skipped. These guys are like... But these two guys, fucking so funny. Russell Crowe playing The Pope's Exorcist, super cool, ultimate exorcist of all exorcists. Then he's in The Exorcism. He's playing a dumpy actor playing an exorcist in a film.
Oh, okay.
And it's just so funny to watch him try to play dumpy actor Russell Crowe.
Because he's just playing himself.
It's just Russell Crowe. And you see these scenes with him trying to rehearse his lines.
Yeah.
We're being like,
Out, damn you. Out, demon. You will listen to me. Meanwhile, he's doing the same exact lines, but for Sirius in the Pope's Exorcist, and he's bad at both.
I even went to go see Madame Web in the movie theater, and I still chose to not see either the Pope's Exorcist or the Exorcist.
I completed the Exorcist more out.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's on VOD. Oh, yeah. I completed yeah. more of Madame Web than I did both The Pope's Exorcist and The Exorcism. I, unfortunately, though, we are biased in our home because Natalie is not a Russell Crowe fan. So I am a Russell Crowe fan.
Did you see Unhinged?
No, it's supposed to be good,
it's
though,
really
right?
Good.
Yeah. See,
it's really good. It's really good.
He does the Nick Cage thing where he'll do, like,
he's scary,
one good
and
movie.
He's big.
Yeah, he's. And he ain't. Getting any smaller.
Man. No.
And in Unhinged, they had him put on weight. They didn't make him lose any.
He came forward in an interview. Did you not hear this? He came forward in an interview being like, I'm done taking care of myself.
Yeah.
He's literally just done with it.
That's great.
I was like, all right, as long as you're all, he's just it. Like,
you know?
Like, I'm not getting fit for these shits anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm playing fat characters or characters that you're just going to have to not act like I'm too large for this. He was like, what's this? Because he did, my favorite was the Scorsese. Oh, when he did the Sorcerer's Apprentice. No, that was Nick Cage.
That was Nick Cage. Mm. How was that? I never watched that.
It's very funny.
Yeah.
Because it's Nick Cage.
I know Disney is like trying to pretend like it doesn't exist.
Nick Cage, just a little too out of shape to mm-hmm. be playing a man who kills evil sorcerers for a living.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very funny because it's him in a wig. And tight. He makes armor look tight. The both of them do the same thing in these films. And like that's why I like. But I like it. It's like he's decided he's doing this thing, but it is limiting his range as an actor, I think, in a way.
I don't think he cares anymore.
No.
But he was upset when they asked him about Gladiator 2, and he's just like, I'm never going to talk about this movie, because obviously, look at him. He wasn't asked to be a part of Gladiator 2.
No, he's dead!
That's the thing! But I guess they expected him. I'm going to assume he flashbacks. Wanted to do flashbacks, but again, that is not. He could never go back to being Maximus. You're never going to be Maximus ever again.
You
bro.
Died
Sorry.
When you were at your hottest.
Yes, you are not going to be looking like a younger version of Maximus. Sorry, bro.
Also, Gladiator 2 is everyone's dead.
Everybody's dead. Yeah.
What's the point of that fucking movie?
I don't know. I think
years
it takes
later.
Play, does it? Or isn't the guy playing Zap?
What do you mean?
From the American Gladiators?
Oh, see, that'd be fun.
See, that would be fun.
Yeah.
If it turns out Zap was the great, 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 great grandson of Maximus.
Put him on a rhinoceros.
All right, so we're saying Longlegs, watch it.
Yes, Longlegs was really fun.
Violent Nature, watch it.
Really fun.
I watched Abigail last night. Have you guys seen that?
I
really fun. I view that as a horror action film.
Yes.
It was definitely, they stole a lot from Dusk Till Dawn.
Yes.
And like Bordello of Blood.
Openly doing that.
Demon Knight. It's very similar to those movies.
They even make jokes in it that they are taking from other vampire franchises.
Can I ask, though?
I thought it was trash.
What?
Abigail.
I thought it was a popcorn film.
It's fun.
It's a throwaway film.
I thought it was
going to
be cooler than it was. The trailer was great.
Can I ask?
What did you like about it?
But hey, listen.
It was stupid.
But in the beginning, when I asked.
Yeah, it's supposed to be stupid.
I'm asking a question mm-hmm. to both of you.
Okay, great. I made Jackie upset.
Now, how do we feel about this constant need to be meta? Like this idea that each one of these films we've even brought up has had a knowing wink to the genre that they're in. And it's like, at some point, when will the knowing winks be run out? Like,
well, Deadpool kind of ruined it.
Well, Deadpool and Wolverine, but wasn't that sort of, I haven't seen it yet, but isn't that like,
apparently
we're saying
that's
nothing
in
about
the
it.
Comments too, in the, point, in the comics.
Right,
yeah.
Isn't that the point? Yeah,
it's
Deadpool
very meta, yes.
is meta, but isn't the point of Deadpool and Wolverine, like, he's making fun of every single part of the Marvel
yes.
lexicon, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Which is awesome, but where do we go from here? Like, can every single movie constantly just be a commentary on the quote-unquote genre of the movie that it's in?
But I think that's why there are other movies that are trying to flip the script, and that's why I only like movies that are trying something new and different. I don't
Which
only
is so
like
hard to do, because movies have been happening for
exactly.
150 years.
Which is why you think of Skrunk, you think of Skinamarink, and why so many people hate it, and I understand why you do.
Skinamarink.
But it is... but it was trying something, and there's going to be a lot of flops.
They literally could
something.
Have just like put the camera in a room and walked away, and that would have been the whole movie.
Well, the thing is that it's about how you pitch it, right? So yeah. I view like
I'm going to shoot the corner of the room, and then nothing's going to happen, well, and then a phone's going to ring.
You ever seen Cassavetes? Any Cassavetes films?
Those are, but there's a plot.
Well, there
there's
also,
faces. There's dialogue
at the time period too. It was like, a play upon. Genre, and it was a play upon movie making on the whole and trying to create this sort of like hole in the wall, fly in the wall sort of characteristic, like especially like in The Killing of a Chinese Bookie and a couple of things where you're supposed to sort of like, that's the artful way of doing it. Like there's an artful way and an intentional way of doing certain things that if you're constantly searching for novelty, you're eventually going to lose the aspect. I feel like on some level, if you're constantly being like, what's new, what's new, what's new,
but there's always new stories to be told. I just went to go see Oddity and I knew nothing about Oddity. I went in completely blind, didn't even see a trailer for it, and I loved it. It was definitely, but here's the thing, it had the sprinklings of stories that, of course, horror movies that we are all familiar with, but it was doing it in its own way. And I liked
what it did. Which one is this
did.
Film?
Oddity is the person that made Caveat. I forget.
I liked Caveat.
A psychic medium attempts to uncover the truth behind her sister's murder at the site of the crime.
Damien McCarthy. So it is, it's just a creep. It's got a lot of creepy imagery a part of it. And again, not like retelling the game, but it was something that at least I saw that hit me and had good jump scares and creeped me out in ways that I wasn't expecting.
His other movie is Caveat. Did you see that?
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah. But all I knew is that he's an indie horror dude, and I knew
well, that's
that
where
I
independent film
Caveat.
Is fucking crushing it.
Yes,
right now.
Oddity was great. It creeped me the hell out.
I think now is the time. I think people don't know 100%, but we are, I think, I'm calling it, is we are entering another golden age of independent horror.
I think in the 70s,
it happened in the 90s, and it's just like, it's because of everything that happened with the strikes, and like studios aren't making shit anymore, and so this
cheaper
independent
stuff.
Films are going to start coming in, well, and that always leans on horror.
Right now, we are seeing a massive like change in the direction of a lot of these production companies. And I think that we're going to see, it's going to get worse before it gets better. But I think that we already kind of came through a big golden age in the 2010s of independent horror. That's where Hereditary came from. It Follows, like that first wave of that like new like art house horror. And I think that we're watching it play out because we're watching it now start to get the attention of the main line of Hollywood, which to be honest, right now we shouldn't trust them because they've been fucking it all up, and I don't know whether or not they are going to. I don't know if we're gonna. I think that we're seeing
that's
in
what
20
I was gonna bring up.
The 2030s.
I saw the TV.
It's
going
to be like the 1970s again. You know what I mean? Right now, we're in the middle of a really shitty correction period while we're going to see a bunch more massive failures while slowly but surely, because like we're not fully back as an independent cinema world until we've got popular independent dramas, independent comedies, and independent other films outside of just horror. Horror is like a great way to make money, but like right now it has to be across the board. We got to take a $250 million movie, and we got to figure out how do we break that back up into 20 fucking $25 million movies. That's what it should be.
Well, also a lot of these movies, everyone complains about running time, and then every movie we go see that's $300 million is 2.5 hours minimum
because they feel forced to make them that long because of how much
money
that
it takes to make
spending
them.
On them.
The thing with Indiana Jones, the most recent Indiana Jones, Indiana Jones 5, I thought it was fine.
It's fine.
And but if you would have just, it was 3 hours long pretty much. If you would have taken an hour out of that movie,
much better film.
Everybody would have loved it more. Yeah. You would have saved $100 million theoretically if it's $300 million to make.
Yep.
And like, so what are they fucking doing?
It's because it's egos, buddy.
It doesn't need to be that long.
That's just how this is.
Beau's Afraid needed to be that long.
I loved Beau's Afraid. I could have watched
so
three more hours of it.
God, it's so good.
I love Beau's Afraid. Did you see A Quiet Place Day One?
I did.
Yeah.
It was fine.
It's fine.
It was, no, it wasn't fine.
Well,
it
let's
was,
just, hey, let's get to
it. It was pretty bad. You're right.
It was fine. All right, cool. Because it was that one I didn't
see. I did
see.
Ads for it, so I had to say it was
fine. Oh, gotcha.
Yes, please. Yes, we do have to say
it. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
it was great.
Live from Northland.
I saw the TV Glow is the one, the other indie one that I wanted to bring up.
Manny, our friend, worked on all the visual aspects.
Really enjoyed it.
It was a very interesting film.
I saw the TV Glow from the creator of We're All Going to the World's Fair, which another
one. Also very good.
It was also one of those ones that I expected it to be. Like, I don't know if I necessarily loved We're All Going to the World's Fair, but I liked that it was like, all right, well, it's certainly something different
it
that
was
I
something,
hadn't seen.
It was very, very something different.
With I Saw the TV Glow, where it's surreal.
It's a new
it's
thing.
It's cerebral. It's, okay. It's like a different kind of horror.
Yes, I liked it. It's very atmospheric. It is very, like very interesting. It's a lot of, you know, we're getting practical effects back in a big way.
Yeah.
Other two movies I think to look out for this year was, again, was Stop Motion.
Yes.
Because of that.
That looks very cool.
Yes. Dude, it's fucked up.
It's so fucked up.
And the other.
What is that? Yeah, Stop Motion Animation.
And the other one, Jackie, that I sent to you and I forgot to mention up top, but you is a
Beetlejuice,
must watch.
Beetlejuice?
No.
We'll get there. We'll get to Beetlejuice. I haven't seen it. I'm waiting on Beetlejuice to see it.
Yes.
I mean,
oh, I'm going
it.
To see it.
It
of
already
course.
Ha- unfortunately, it. As an elder millennial, it has my money already.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to go see it, even though I'm so afraid. Like, I'm literally going to, like, I'm going to eat 3 beta blockers before going
yeah.
to see it. I'm just going to try
well,
to
then
feel
you don't even
nothing.
Have a choice.
I'm just
going
to try
it.
To feel nothing
yes.
while watching it so that I don't feel the negative energies that I might feel. So that's what I'm going to try. I'm going to try to protect myself against my own. Just watching it, I'm going to protect myself because it doesn't. It's not looking great.
You got to give yourself over. You got to
open
up
see
your heart.
I think it looks fine,
but the movie to see is The Devil's Bath.
You bring it up, Devil's Bath, baby.
The Devil's Bath,
Devil's
I think, is the sneaker.
Yeah. I don't know this one.
It's atmospheric. It's fucked.
It's folk horror. I think it depends on. I feel like if you love Hagazusa.
If you love,
you're gonna love The Devil's Bath.
Such
and
a funny idea.
I understand.
Like for the lovers of Hagazusa.
Because I love Hagazusa.
Both of us love Hagazusa.
Oh, it's a foreign film.
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's always a good sign.
Set in 1750, you know it's a good year, babes.
But it goes real. I honestly, I love it. It goes.
Give the pitch of what it's about. When you pitched it to me, I was just like, oh, I am there. Explaining to me about, like, just the idea of back in the day that they would, like, obviously, everybody's life was horrible, but you couldn't kill yourself because then you'd be damned to hell. Mm-hmm. So they would have this roundabout way of killing themselves by committing an atrocious act and then going to the sheriff and saying, I did this,
and
put
they,
me to death.
And they kill you on the spot.
But they will absolve you of your guilt.
That's what it is.
Before they put you to execution.
Oh.
So you will still go to heaven. So it's like a roundabout way of killing yourself.
So
that's why the Protestants never trust the Catholics. Because they can just go to confession
and get on out.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, boom, done. But the story is really interesting because it's both a horror film, because there is horror in it, and there's horror somewhat vaguely supernatural elements, but it's also an old-timey true crime story because it's about this concept of this type of
seems like
suicide.
More of a drama
yeah,
than a horror.
But there's like, but it plays into this idea of what's wrong with this woman, and it's mostly just, man, you know what's scary? What happens inside the uterus?
Yeah, man.
You
know, like, being a woman is scary.
That's what's scary. Oh,
especially 1750. A lot of ladies were having a good time.
It's definitely in the realm of the witch. So and Midsommar, which is great.
I'm in for that.
But The Devil's Bath's great. And it's slow paced. You're going to love it, Eddie. It is exactly what you like.
You know what I liked about Midsommar and most violent, in a violent nature? All the daytime killings.
Love the daytime killings. Love the daytime
killings.
I feel like I'm trying to think, is there any
Maxine,
other ones?
Maxine, we all saw it together.
We loved it.
I liked it a lot.
We loved it.
As time goes on, I like it more and more.
Yes. Same.
It was super silly for sure, but in the ending was like jump the shark.
And well, it went more. It went thriller.
Yeah, but I enjoyed the fucking hell out of it.
Yeah.
I found Maxine to be really, really interesting because Ty West is, I love him as a director. I think that Pearl was truly one of his biggest artistic successes of all time.
That was my least favorite of the three.
Well, I can understand, but as a person who's just like in Jackie's realm of the anything but bore me, I was like, that's something new.
It's something new.
I've never seen this story before like this, and it was interesting. Maxine shows Ty West puts on his Brian De Palma hat and tries to make a Brian De Palma film, but it kind of shows just how good Brian De Palma was. Like that, Maxine actually just made me want to go back and watch a bunch more Brian De Palma, like, which I do, and I loved Maxine for that. But you guys, if you haven't checked out, like, there's a couple. There was one that I was The Fury. The Fury is a very, very interesting film. He did. The Fury is a psychic movie. It's a psychic thriller that Brian De Palma did from back in the day.
Oh, cool.
This is with Kirk Douglas.
Ooh.
And he does that. Hey, you tell me you get your hands away from my daughter. Ooh. Like, I love Kirk Douglas. He also did Raising Cain.
I love Raising Cain.
Raising Cain is
Brian
a movie.
Brian De Palma's great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Casualties of War, you know. I mean, Scarface.
And have you ever seen Sisters?
Sisters, no.
Sisters is weird.
Yeah. I've seen Sisters Brothers, which I really like. It's a Western.
Yeah, we're right here, Eddie.
And also Dressed to Kill, one of the most interesting thrillers of all time.
Oh, yes. What do you guys think about Alien Romulus? Are you excited or not?
Yes. Very excited.
The reason why
sci-fi
I'm...
Sci-fi horror.
But also, this one is supposed to be, at least what they're saying, is that, like, they were shooting for as close to the original. Like,
that's
the,
what it
the
looks
feel
like.
Of the original.
It's going horror. They're shooting for horror. Yeah. The first one is definitely horror, and it goes more sci-fi as the... To me, Alien
just
is,
watching that alien thing fuck that guy's throat every time it defeated.
Every time.
Squirming.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah. I cannot.
Sticking its weird dick thing.
It also, again, like, while I do wish there'd be less franchise reboots, but hey,
if you're
with Alien,
the Xenomorph is nothing cooler.
No, I love it. I'll watch the whole thing. I've watched every one of the AVPs. I love them.
I didn't see the second AVP.
It's all right. You know, it's fun. Those are my, like, I give a lot of allowances to those movies because I go for fun.
I'm just mad there was humans in it.
Yeah, it's like you and I have always talked about this, about how the idea of an AVP with no humans,
no dialogue,
that is exactly what we need one day.
Yeah, well, I also, you don't want the reboot kind of thing, but I will say the first Omen actually surprised me
this
year.
This.
I liked it more. I'll go it out, like, the Omen franchise, not my favorite franchise.
Yeah,
the first one's cool.
I like the very
good.
The very first one is a classic piece of horror cinema.
Yes, but the first Omen, I definitely went into it thinking, like, oh, it's just going to be just shit. And the fact that I actually enjoyed it,
I forgot it was the first Omen.
It was better than I thought it was going to be.
The first Omen is not bad.
Do I have to rewatch the original Omen? Because it's been like 25 years.
No, they flashback. There's like one scene of Gregory Peck and a weird thing where they go like, hey, that's it. It kind of goes up to it. It doesn't necessarily make sense because of the plot of the original.
No, it doesn't. Don't think about it too hard.
Don't think about it.
Did you all do Watchers?
I have. Yeah. Well, I want to say the reason why I'm like, let's be gentle on Watchers because I feel bad when it's a new young director. I know it's M. Night
Shyamalan's
daughter. So it's a Nepo baby situation.
From the worst dude.
See, I've already
got my tickets for Trap. So
me too. God. I'm an M. Night Shyamalan
apologist.
I'm an apologist. I think that I know it's bad, and when he's just the one of the single most hit or miss creators for me of all time. Because I love The Visit. I loved Old.
Trash.
I love
Visit. Was awful.
I refused to watch The Visit.
Was like one of the last times I was like, he's not going to get me again. Because that movie was so bad. I was like rooting for the old people.
Well, so was.
Yes,
the children to die.
That's
yeah,
why
of
we
course.
Liked it.
I'm always rooting
That's
for the
why
old people.
We liked
I
it.
Always root for the bad guy. It's my favorite. Fuck the bleeds. Fuck them.
Oh,
yeah,
come
man.
On.
Yeah, man. But the Watchers really, like, I thought, though, that maybe, I was hoping that, all right, M. Night Shyamalan's daughter, maybe she'll go completely in a different aspect. Like, she's going to try something completely new.
I think he made most of that movie. Probably.
He probably. Definitely made it.
But
movie.
I mean,
it seems like it's.
Is the dialogue awful? Because
oh,
then
my
he
God.
Made it.
That's it's M. Night Shyamalan is not great with the dialogue.
No, he's awful at it.
The main issue is that he's like, they are writing it. It's all done by his production company.
Wait, what was the name of the DJ in Old?
Old! Oh, it's like
was it DJ
Honda
Semivan?
Civic or something.
What was his name?
I forget what it was.
DJ, what was his name? Mid-sized sedan.
Mid-sized sedan. That was his name. His name was mid-sized sedan.
I loved old man.
Old. We would yell old at the screen every time.
When Jackie and I went to go see it, we were all lit up. Old. I'm literally going, they're getting old.
Man, Glass was so bad. I was glass. So oh, mad that he got me on.
But I love and Split.
Split was fucking garbage.
I loved Split.
The Cloverfield Lane was the better version of Split.
Loved Cloverfield
Lane.
Yeah, that movie was great. Split was shit. Sixth Sense probably sucks if you go back and watch it.
No,
it
does. Actually, it's not as bad as you would expect it to be because I went back and rewatched it a couple of years ago. I am excited to go see Trap, though. I'm looking forward.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Because I watched the trailer for it and I was
drunk
so
and ready
in.
For everyone. Dude. I don't care. There's something about his movies. I don't mind it if I, how do I put this? I know you're almost wasting my time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I know that this is M. Night Shyamalan. You know what it is, honestly? It's what I know about the man. The man makes movies because he is obsessed with making movies. And he puts up his own money for all of his films so that nobody can tell him what to do with any of his movies. Yes. Does he?
Oh, it's Josh Hartnett.
I
recognize him.
Oh, yeah. He's back now.
He's like a man now.
He's pulling like
it's a hard renaissance. It's ever since Oppenheimer.
He's a much better actor now, too.
He is. Yeah.
He's a much better actor now.
He
but
is.
There's something about these movies when
it's
go...
It's sudden death, kind of.
Yeah. It's like, I know that it's not great, but it's like, just don't lie to me about it. I like watching M. Night Shyamalan put his heart and soul in these movies. Do I believe he might need somebody to probably go help him edit?
Edit. He needs an editor. But he needs somebody to edit.
But
Dialogue. Someone who does dialogue.
That man's living the fucking dream. And that's what I like about with that. Well, it's a highly stressful life that he leads. I appreciate the fact that he doesn't have to fucking, there's no notes he's got to take. There's no final edit.
Yeah, but how do you feel now that he's so, his daughter did Watchers and then his other daughter is the pop star lead in Trap. So, Eddie, I don't know if you're familiar with what it's about, but it's like Josh Hartnett takes his daughter essentially to a Taylor Swift concert.
Yeah.
There's a killer at the concert in the trailer.
He's
the killer.
Yes.
But the pop star is M. Night Shyamalan's daughter, mm-hmm. and she wrote an entire album of music to debut in this movie.
Well, that's kind of cool.
It makes me like M. Night Shyamalan even more. I think it's cute.
But you hate Nepo Babies.
I don't hate Nepo Babies.
Oh, okay. I thought you did. Henry hates Nepo Babies.
I think it's great.
I think that Nepo Babies are just... They're just...
You're obsessed with Bronny James.
Bronny I'm obsessed with because of the way they are changing the entire rules of basketball to put him on a team to play probably half a season with his father. And I'm going to try to go get a ticket to go see, which is going to be like fucking $15,000. Yeah. They got me. I'm obsessed with this storyline, but it's also more so like Nepo Babies in the entertainment industry.
I like Nepo Babies, personally. I feel like they're well trained.
They have to.
Sometimes.
Yes. It depends on the Nepo Baby. It depends on what they're doing.
It depends on what they're doing.
How hard they're working.
See, like Bronny James is obviously not ready to be on the Lakers. And in basketball, it's easy to tell if you're not ready.
That's true.
Because you're not scoring points.
I'm ready. Put me in. I dribble it.
She dribbled. She dribbled him in here. That's why she brought her seriously. He's very small. But it's like, that's why I'm fascinated because it's like essentially like it's somebody Marcus's size playing basketball.
Yeah.
That he's just, they've sort of allowed.
Going back to Trap, I love the suspense movies that take place in arenas.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And you can't get out of the arena, you know, and there's always that. There was a movie that came out. It was a underground, not underground, but just a straight to video action film called Final Score.
Okay.
That it came out like 6 or 7 years ago, starring Dave Bautista, who's like my favorite.
I love Dave Bautista.
Yeah. And he has to like find there. It's a soccer match, and he has to find the people who are trying to kill everyone at the soccer match.
Ooh,
and it's a lot of fun.
That's 69%. Awesome.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, I'll watch that. I think we've done it.
Oh, before we go.
Oh yes.
How good does Nosferatu look?
Oh my god!
It looks like my favorite movie.
Dude,
like before it even comes out.
Wait.
God, and like
has he fucked up yet? one time yet?
Not in my opinion.
What else has he done? I'm actually
The Northman was great. My bachelor party. Remember?
I love the Northman. I actually felt like the Northman got a bunch of hate for some reason.
I thought it was fucking awesome.
I love the Northman.
Yeah, Northman was great.
How do you feel about I was talking with someone else about Lily Rose Depp in Nosferatu. Now,
she's perfect as a skinny.
I think that she is because she's Mina, or I don't know if it
she
is
looks
Mina,
great as
like,
Mina. Yeah.
I feel like she's got the face. To be like from a different time.
In a traditional horror, in a traditional vampire story, if it looks like they're doing it this way, you want someone that looks sort of like a fainting, like.
It's not mean, her name's
like
Ellen.
Lily. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, she needs, you need something that's a. Because it's not, Nosferatu is the original story that Dracula stole. So essentially, like, Nosferatu came out before, like, it's this whole thing. Nosferatu was based off
the OG.
Like,
whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I also love that Willem Dafoe is in it because he played Nosferatu in, was it?
Which is another great
Shadow of a Vampire. Yes.
Yeah, which was great. But yeah, no, who else is in Nosferatu who has been one of my favorite guys lately is Aaron Taylor Johnson, the kid from Kick-Ass.
Oh, yeah.
He's been doing really good.
He is. He's a great actor.
Yeah, he's been doing really good. I really enjoy him. And if I could throw a shout out to a non-horror movie to make sure everyone watches it as it comes out, I've told both of you to go see it. Kill is probably the best action movie of the last decade.
Can't wait. Can't wait to see it.
Unbelievable.
I can't wait to see it. So we already got, honestly, while we did talk a lot of mess.
It's Indian, not Korean.
I'm really excited to see this. Well, we did talk a lot of mess. I will say, I think that in the end, we're going to show you all, right? Spend your money in the movie theater.
Please go to the movie theater.
Go to the movie theater. Get a Stubbs account. It doesn't cost that much.
It's $23.99 a month. You can see up to 3 movies a week.
We don't. I know that we have nothing to do with Stubbs.
No, I wish.
We have nothing to do with AMC. They're not giving us
any
money.
I have stock in AMC and it's doing horrible.
He's doing terrible because it's such a good deal. Because it's literally such a good deal.
Don't tell them it's such a good deal because I'm so worried they're going to take Stubbs away. I don't know what I will do. I see every movie for free.
There's so many people who just have it and don't go. That's where they make their money.
Yes.
And we all go and buy like a $30 beer. And so they're fine.
Oh, yeah.
They don't care. They just let us in the door.
I'm just saying that people work on these movies and they try really hard. And without you going to see them in the theaters until we figure out a way to properly show how you count the way people watch these things, because that's what all these production companies are doing. They're all fighting over how they decide they want to count how many people watch these things on the internet. Netflix got its own numbers. Amazon has its own numbers. Apple has its own numbers. And they just make it up. They don't tell you. So the way we can directly help these people that are making movies is by spending the money in the theater to go see it. And so if you like movies, and I know that there's a lot of people, like, obviously this is not for people that don't like, you know, big groups or whatever fucking bullshit, I get it, but it's like if you like them, go out and see these movies.
Yeah,
put money in the hands of people that make the stuff that like what you like.
I went and saw Sound of Freedom 3 times last year.
He loved it.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. They're even showing the Olympics at the movie theater.
Which I think
right
is
now.
Really cool.
It's so smart. I would love to see huge Olympics.
Absolutely. So go see In a Violent Nature. Go see Long Legs. Go see
Violent Nature. I had to buy on Apple.
I did the same. I went and bought because now it's not in theaters anymore.
But Devil's Bath, you can definitely
see
stream.
The Devil's Bath. Get Shudder.
Nosferatu.
Give them
money. Bring your parents to go see Nosferatu this Christmas and scare the shit out of your mother.
Yes. Also, horror movies. Shudder. What is it? $5.99, $6.99 a month?
I should hook up.
Oh, and then our buddy David does not shoot Late Night with the Devil.
Yes.
Go watch Late Night with the Devil.
Dude, yes. Another one that was like, I had never seen that movie before, but it was like the inklings of other stories kind of put into one. So it wasn't like, what? But I loved Late Night with the Devil.
I gotta see it. So, and if you go to our Patreon, you can hear an interview with us and the directors of Mind, Body, Spirit.
Which is also a really great, small, found footage movie that I absolutely love.
Mind, Body, Spirit?
Yeah, it's great. Evil Yoga.
Ooh, okay. That makes me think of In a Violent Nature, but we don't need to bring that up.
Oh yeah, that's right.
It's good. You got great kills.
All right, so go out there. You know, go love life.
Mm-hmm.
Right, go live every day knowing that there's another horror movie for you to see, and love the fact that you can see it with your family or tell your family to go fuck themselves.
You can
watch it alone in the garage or in your car. You can bring the laptop out there. You can watch it in your
just car. Make sure the garage door is open.
And the car's not running.
On, yeah.
Don't do that.
And if your pants are baggy enough, you can sneak in a Jersey Mike's.
That's the key.
Whoa.
Or, like our buddies did, our friend Adam Newman, they all went to go see the stupid Garfield movie and they all brought in lasagna.
Yes.
You'd be surprised what you can bring into a movie theater. Make it your home.
They don't stop you.
All right.
Honestly, it makes me think
of the laugh your way to the bank.
Do you see the guy that was watching Love Lies Bleeding that people took pictures of him because he had...
Yes, the open pornography.
The open pornography, a bottle of Fireball, some joints, and he's passed out with his dick in his hand watching Love Lies Bleeding.
I mean, if you got to watch pornography when these beautiful women are up on the screen,
they're acting.
Yeah, what is wrong with you?
I wouldn't need the porn. That's for damn sure.
Well, everyone's different.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, guys. Join the patreon.com/podcast on the left. You can watch us talk and perform. Go on twitch.tv/LPNTV and you can go and see that that is where we do our Twitch streams.
If they can't understand you, it doesn't matter if you're plugging.
They are very good. Go to lastpodcastontheleft.com to buy tickets for all our various live shows. And then go to, what else?
Page 7.
Page 7.
Jack's on page 7.
Come check out page 7.
It's gonna
It's
an unbelievable show. Page 7.
Put.
And also, what's going on with you're done with the Court of Thorn and Roses, right?
Yes, but we are starting up with Crescent City Deep Dives.
And what is that? So that's in New Orleans?
It's another one.
It is not, has nothing to do with New Orleans, no.
Really?
It is.
Even though it's called Crescent City?
Correct.
No, it's been a thing in our home.
It's Fae. No, it's the world of the Fae, but it is another series. Yep, it's another series from SJM, and we're really excited about that, and come hang out with us. Yeah, good,
Sarah Jessica Marker?
Mm-hmm. All right, fuckers. See you in hell!
Also, I'll see you at the Side Stories show on September 13th in Chicago.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, we need to plug our show.
Have a great time, guys.